Albany 105.5 HD2, KASM Albany 107.7 FM, streaming online at MyChasm.com. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
That was Murray Ross with Take Me Out to the Ball Game. It is 65 degrees here at the Chasm Studios, and we are now ready for our Dick Putt Show with Randy Rothstein. Take it away, Randy.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. It's Sunday night, and that's where we take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our show tonight brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated, the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post, Kutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, Al Rosa Lumber, the Wood Shop of Avon, Al Rosa Bar and Lounge, Halfley's Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Black Financial of Avon, Westside Liquor in Wade Park, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Gilk Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning over in Richmond, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, and Worms and Willembring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon, and Albany. Our Dick Putt Show sponsors, you hear them every Sunday night on KASM Radio at 7 o'clock. All right, let's do this. We've got some scores and highlights tonight from the County Line League, and we'll get into those scores and highlights as Regal played host today to New London Spicer, and Regal defeats New London Spicer by a score of 12-9. 12 runs, 12 hits, 4 errors for Regal. 9 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for New London Spicer. Brandon Waddell on the mound for Regal. He'll pick up the win today, relieved by Connor Roloff in the 6th. And for New London Spicer, Ben Kulseth starts taking the loss, relieved by Mike Danielson in the 5th. Hitting highlights today for Regal, we had Nathan Meyer was 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs and a double. Derek Dangerud had a double, and Kai Schneider with a 2-for-5 day for the Regal Eagles. For New London Spicer this afternoon, Braden Skindelin was 2-for-6. Derek Dizal, 2-for-4 today. Mike Danielson was 2-for-5, and Scott Rambo had a home run for the Twins as Regal defeats New London Spicer this afternoon, 12-9. Painesville traveled over to Norway Lake Sunburg today, and Painesville defeats Norway Lake Sunburg by a score of 5-2. 5 runs, 14 hits, 3 errors for Painesville. 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Norway Lake Sunburg. Bennett Evans will pick up the win today for the Pirates, relieved by Luke Johnson in the 7th inning. He gets the save, and the catcher was Brock Bruntlett. For Norway Lake Sunburg, Weston Jurdy starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jaden Hingham in the 6th, Justin Johnson in the 9th, and the catcher, Jared Cortez. Hitting highlights for Painesville today, Grayson Fuchs was 2-for-5. He had 2 doubles. Drew Tangen, 4-for-5 today, and Luke Johnson was 3-for-4. For Norway Lake Sunburg, Weston Jurdy, 2-for-5, and Regan Carlson, 1-for-2 with a double. A final this afternoon from Norway Lake Sunburg, it was Painesville 5, Norway Lake Sunburg 2. One other score from the County Line League this afternoon, Atwater over Starbuck, 4-3. Atwater beats Starbuck 4-3. That's all I have on that ball game. We'll take a break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we're going to take a look at some Victory League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Thermaltech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermaltech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermaltech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermaltech Windows and Doors for your building or remodeling. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. After the game, stop in for a cold refreshment, and if you need something to eat, the grill is on. Offering a menu of appetizers, salads and seafood, burgers, sandwiches, homemade pizzas, chicken wings, beverages, and a kids menu. Good eating, good company, and cold refreshments when you stop in at El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. Are you confident that your investments will provide you with enough cash flow for retirement? Do you have an old 401k you are not sure what to do with? Black Financial Services will answer all your questions and help you pursue your financial goals and dreams with one-on-one attention and personalized financial options. Call 320-356-9031 to schedule a free consultation. Securities and investments advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Black Financial Services is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services. Black Financial Services located at 110 Avon Avenue North in Avon, Minnesota. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. For all your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams. Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Victory League tonight. And Swanville traveled to Avon this afternoon. Avon defeats Swanville in seven innings, 12-2. 12 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Avon. Swanville, 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. On the mound for Avon this afternoon, Matt Pickleman starts. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Cole Wellman in the fifth inning. And for Swanville this afternoon, it was Ty Ehrman on the mound. He'll take the loss, relieved by Hudson Pung in the fifth, Travis Bartel in the seventh for Swanville. Some hitting highlights this afternoon for Avon. It was Bennett Hilla, 2 for 2. He had 3 walks and a double. Reese Gregory was 4 for 4 today. He had 7 RBIs and a double. And Joe Dolan with a double for the Lakers. For Swanville this afternoon, Reese Johannes and Preston Pung, each with doubles. A final this afternoon in seven innings had Avon defeating Swanville by a score of 12-2. Opole at Sobieski this afternoon, and Sobieski defeats Opole 7-5. 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Sobieski. 5 runs, 6 hits, and no errors for Opole. Jake Pond on the mound for Sobieski this afternoon, relieved by Dusty Parker in the third. He'll pick up the win. Bo Thoma in the sixth and Colin Ekman in the ninth gets the save for Sobieski. For Opole, Isaiah Folsom starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tate Lang in the third inning. Hitting highlights for Sobieski today, Matt Phillippe was 2 for 4 with a double. Riley Check, 2 for 4 with a double. And Joey Hanowski, 1 for 4. Joey had a home run today. For Opole, Drew Lang, 2 for 4, and Dirks Opatz was 1 for 4 with 2 RBIs. Final this afternoon from Sobieski. Sobieski 7 and Opole 5. Freeport at Upsala today, and Upsala defeats Freeport by a score of 5-2. 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Upsala. 2 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Freeport. Nick Breeler on the mound for Upsala today. Gives way to Matt Swanson in the fifth. He'll get the win. And for Freeport, Andrew Kersman starts, relieved by Carter Neuenschwander in the sixth. He'll take the loss. Ivor Papke in the seventh for the Black Sox today. Some hitting highlights for Upsala. They had a five-run sixth inning this afternoon, scored all five of theirs in the sixth. Jack Primus was 2-for-4 in the ballgame. Matt Swanson, 1-for-4. He had 2 RBIs and 4 walks today. Or 4 RBIs, excuse me, 4 RBIs. For Freeport, Trevor Sawyer was 2-for-4. He had 2 stolen bases. And Brian Benson was 1-for-3 with an RBI. So a final this afternoon from Upsala had Upsala defeating Freeport 5-2. One game over in the Sauk Valley League tonight, and that had Clear Lake hosting Waverly this afternoon, and Clear Lake defeats Waverly by a score of 11-1. 11 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors for Clear Lake, 1 run, 3 hits, and 3 errors for Waverly today. That's all I've got on that ball game out of the Sauk Valley League. And with that, we'll take another break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, it's Central Valley League time after these messages.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates for all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more. It's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They have been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to once again support amateur baseball and the Dick Putz Show. Just like amateur baseball, West Central Sanitation is very much a part of Central Minnesota. Local, family-owned, we support the communities we serve while providing great local refuse and recycling services. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can help with any of your waste recycling needs. Call us today, 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996, they are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Coco, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever.
Back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Over to the Central Valley League we go tonight. And Eden Valley travel to Luxembourg this afternoon. Luxembourg defeats Eden Valley in 7 innings, 12-2. 12 runs, 18 hits, 1 error for Luxembourg. 2 runs, 2 hits, 4 errors for Eden Valley. J.T. Harn on the mound will get the win for Luxembourg this afternoon, relieved by Tyler Stang in the 7th inning and the catcher, Cade Stang. For Eden Valley, Austin Berg will take the loss his catcher, Matt Unterberger. Some hitting highlights for Luxembourg today. Ethan Pruth was 3-for-5. Cade Stang, 3-for-4 today. Derek Orth, 2-for-4 with a home run. Sam Eiten was 2-for-4. J.T. Harn, 2-for-3. Luke Harn, 2-for-3. Jake Stahlberger with a double. Jake Stahlberger had a double, and Josh Lanko with a double. For Eden Valley, Matt Unterberger and Jordan Kilm with the two hits today for the Hawks as Luxembourg defeats Eden Valley 12-2 in 7 innings. The Cold Spring Rockies at Pearl Lake this afternoon, and the Rockies defeat Pearl Lake by a score of 6-4. 6 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Rockies. 4 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Pearl Lake. Jake Brinker on the mound for the Rockies today. Gives way to Connor Schoberg in the 6th. He'll get the win. Brady Lynn in the 9th. And the catcher, Brady Leverington. For Pearl Lake this afternoon, Chance Berger starts, relieved by Nolan Notch in the 5th. He'll get the loss. And the catcher, Colton Pruth. Hitting highlights for the Rockies today. David Jonas was 2-for-4 with a double. Austin Duffner, a big day, 2-for-2. He had a 3-run homer in the 5th. He had a 2-run homer in the 7th and 5 RBIs for Duffner. Brady Leverington had a double in the 9th inning and 2 RBIs for the Rockies. For Pearl Lake this afternoon, Nick Schmidt, 4-for-5. Nolan Notch had a 2-run homer in the 7th inning. And Austin Lensmeyer was 3-for-4 today with an RBI. The Cold Spring Rockies defeat Pearl Lake today 6-4. Kimball at St. Augusta this afternoon, and Kimball defeats St. Augusta in 7 innings, 19-0. 19 runs, 16 hits, no errors for Kimball. No runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for St. Augusta. Matt Dingman on the mound for Kimball this afternoon. He'll get the win, relieved by Brooks Marquardt in the 6th, and the catcher was Ashton Hannon. For St. Augusta, Nevin Bloom starts, taking the loss, relieved by Zach Meyer in the 4th. Everett Yarkey in the 4th, Stephen Penneritz in the 5th, and Tanner Tengis in the 7th, the catcher Trey Tengis. Some hitting highlights for Kimball today. Adam Beyer was 4-for-4 with a double. Scott Marquardt, 3-for-4. Jackson Marquardt was 2-for-5, and Matt Dingman, 2-for-4 with a double. For St. Augusta, Marcus Lummel, 2-for-3 this afternoon, as Kimball defeats St. Augusta in 7 innings, 19-0. Watkins traveling to St. Nick today, and Watkins defeats St. Nick in 7 innings, 14-0. 14 runs, 14 hits, no errors for Watkins, no runs, 1 hit, 4 errors for St. Nick. Matt Geislinger on the mound will get the win for Watkins today, relieved by Dustin Kramer in the 6th. Lincoln Hogan was the catcher. For St. Nick, Derek Keekley starts, taking the loss, relieved by Dylan Rausch in the 6th, Andrew Bouch in the 7th, and the catcher, Matt Kuschel. Hitting highlights for Watkins today, Landon Nyman, 2-for-4. Kevin Kramer was 1-for-2 with a double. Carter Geislinger, 2-for-5 today. He had a double and a triple, and Matt Geislinger was 2-for-3. In St. Nick with only 1 hit, as Watkins defeats St. Nick today 14-0. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we'll take a look at Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Farmers, have you driven through the lot at Dairyland Supply lately? Holy cow, do we have a lot of equipment. If you're in the market for a TMR feed mixer, manure spreader, feed cart, manure pump, or bedding chopper, then Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center is the place for you. Dairyland Supply has a lot of new and used equipment in stock and ready to go to your farm. Give Dan or Randy a call or check out our website, dairylandsupply.com. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295. Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putz Show, aired on KASM, a longtime popular part of baseball in central Minnesota. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at the Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Talk to Paul Oberding, Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, or Jim Camphankel. They are all available to help you with your farm, auto, home, health, and business needs. Give us a call, 320-987-3223.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
It's the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio, and we're going to go over to the Stearns County League tonight, where this afternoon Greenwald played host to El Rosa, and Greenwald defeated El Rosa today by a score of 7-3. 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Greenwald. 3 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for El Rosa. Grant Musho starts on the mound for Greenwald today, relieved by Tyler Hoffman in the 5th. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Tyler Thomas. For El Rosa, Ethan Vogt starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Wyatt Stephenson in the 7th, and the catcher, Ethan Mueller. Highlights for Greenwald today, Gabe Schweders, 3-for-4 with a double. Tyler Engelmeyer had a double, and Braden Dillmeyer was 2-for-3 this afternoon. For El Rosa, Kevin Kiepler, 2-for-3, and Casey Linares had a double. A final this afternoon from Greenwald had Greenwald defeating El Rosa 7-3. Richmond made their way to Lake Henry today, and Richmond defeats Lake Henry by a score of 8-4. 8 runs, 14 hits, no errors for Richmond. 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Lake Henry. Luke Jokla on the mound for Richmond today. He'll pick up the win, relieved by DJ Schleicher in the 8th, Isaac Holthaus in the 8th, and Dalton Thielen in the 9th. The catchers were Tyler Prom and Cole Schmitz. For Lake Henry, Grant Ludwig starts on the mound. He'll take the loss, relieved by Tori Omscheid in the 5th. And the catcher, Shane Campson. Hitting highlights for Richmond this afternoon, Dalton Thielen was 3-for-5. Kyle Buddy, 2-for-6. Tyler Prom was 2-for-5. Connor Doles, 2-for-5. Isaac Holthaus was 3-for-4 today. And Cole Schmitz had a 2-run homer in the 4th inning. For Lake Henry, Shane Campson, 2-for-4 today with a double. Isaac Leeser was 2-for-4. Lucas Holtz was 2-for-2. Carter Wessel had a double, and Josh Campson a solo home run in the 9th inning. And today, Richmond defeats Lake Henry 8-4. Meyer Grove over in Roscoe this afternoon, and Roscoe defeats Meyer Grove by a score of 10-1. 10 runs, 18 hits, no errors for Roscoe. 1 run, 7 hits, 2 errors for Meyer Grove. On the mound for Roscoe today, Russell Leindecker starts, picking up the win, relieved by Parker Brzezinka in the 7th, Josh McAdams in the 8th, and the catcher was Nicholas Utch. For Meyer Grove, Josh Olmscheid starts, taking the loss, relieved by Joe Schwinghammer in the 5th, Alex Welly in the 8th, and the catcher, Ryan Olmscheid. Hitting highlights for Roscoe today, Braden Pung had a double, Jordan Schlaper, 2-for-4 with a double. Bryce Vanderbeek was 3-for-5 today. Josiah Uch, 2-for-5 with a double. Parker Przinka was 2-for-4. Austin Pauls, 2-for-3 with a double. Nicholas Uch was 2-for-4 today. And Russell Leindecker, 3-for-4 with a double. From Meyer Grove this afternoon, Josh Omscheid, 2-for-4. Andrew Welly was 2-for-3. And Tyler Macho and Ryan Omscheid each with doubles. A final this afternoon from Roscoe. It was Roscoe 10 and Meyer Grove 1. Spring Hill at New Munich today, and Spring Hill defeats New Munich by a score of 10-1. 10 runs, 16 hits, and an error for Spring Hill. 1 run, 4 hits, no errors for New Munich. Anthony Reberman on the mound. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Carter Cheetah in the 7th, Reagan Nelson in the 9th, and the catcher, Sam Reland. For New Munich, Ty Reller starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jim Toole in the 4th, Will Funk in the 6th, Brandon Holm in the 8th, and the catcher, Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill today, Eric Terrace was 2-for-5. Jamie Terrace, 3-for-3 with a double. Owen Meyer was 3-for-5 today. Nate Terrace, 2-for-4. And Tyler Rademacher had a solo home run for Spring Hill. For New Munich, Brandon Holm, 3-for-3 with 2 doubles. And Ian Funk had a double. A final this afternoon from New Munich, Spring Hill 10, New Munich 1. St. Martin made their way to Farming today, and St. Martin defeats Farming by a score of 4-0. 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors for St. Martin. No runs, 4 hits, 4 errors for Farming. Carter Thielen on the mound for the Martins today. Gives way to Tanner Arsenault in the 4th. Scott Leeser in the 7th. He'll get the win. And the catcher, Kyle Leeser. For Farming, Adam Neibauer starts, relieved by Adam Winkles in the 5th. Tyler Schrader in the 8th. He'll take the loss. And the catcher, Josh Becker. Hitting highlights for St. Martin this afternoon. Tanner Arsenault, 2-for-5. Tanner had a 2-run homer in the 9th inning, and Jalen Arsenault was 1-for-3 today. For Farming, nobody with more than one hit. A final this afternoon from Farming had St. Martin defeat Farming 4-0. All right, we'll take another break. We'll come back right after these messages.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-21.
Dad, Caitlin's been in the bathroom for an hour. I need to get in there.
Olivia, just go outside like I do.
An hour? Really?
Time to expand your bathroom, or better yet, add another one?
Better get Gilk.
This is James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk from Gilk Plumbing Heating and AC. From plumbing to clean soft water needs, we are here to help.
Alex, outside? Really?
Visit us at GilkPlumbing.com, a Rheem Pro partner.
Better get Gilk. Gilk Plumbing Heating and AC.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
We all look forward to annual traditions. Farmers return to their fields and raise crops for another year. The wildlife spring into action to raise their newborn, and baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable growing season, and at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank our farmers for believing in the co-op model. It's never too late to do a custom farm plan or to have a discussion with the Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the growing season. Look us up online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And to all our area amateur baseball teams, have a great season from the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here once again on behalf of Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Randy told me I've got 30 seconds. Since I'm no auctioneer, I can't fill the airwaves with too much info, but I can tell you this. Our law firm has been around since before I started back in 1981, and I'm pretty proud of that. Put our years of experience to work for you, whether it's litigation, estate planning and probate, business, real estate, family law, you get the idea. Give us a call. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show here on KASM Radio. I got a text message from Jeff Neitzling over in Dasa Cokato. He said his Dasa Cokato Saints defeated the Cold Spring Rockies in an exhibition game on Friday night, 11-7 over in Dasa Cokato, or in Dassel. And then on Sunday, today, the Dasa Cokato Saints defeat Cortland by a score of 7-3. So thank you, Jeff, for those scores from Dasa Cokato. Let's take a look at our schedule for the coming week over in the County Line League. Friday night at 7:30, New London Spicer will be at Starbuck. That game 7:30 Friday night, New London Spicer at Starbuck. And then on Sunday, Mother's Day, May the 12th, a fishing day too. It'll be Painesville at Starbuck at 1:30, Atwater at Regal at 1:30, and New London Spicer at Norway Lake Sunburg at 1:30. Stearns County League coming up this week. Taking a look at this schedule. And in the Stearns County League, we have on Sunday the 12th, St. Martin will be at Lake Henry, New Munich at Richmond, Farming will be at Roscoe, Meyer Grove at Greenwald, and El Rosa at Spring Hill. That's in the Stearns County League, and all those games were set for 1:30. Over in the Central Valley League, coming up on Friday night, it'll be Luxembourg at Cold Spring taking on the Rockies. That's on Friday night, Luxembourg, the Cold Spring Rockies. That's a 7:30 start time. And then on Sunday in the Central Valley League, we'll have St. Nick at St. Augusta. That's at 2 o'clock. St. Nick at St. Augusta. We'll have Luxembourg at Pearl Lake. Luxembourg at Pearl Lake at 2 o'clock. On Sunday, May the 12th, it'll be Watkins at Eden Valley. And the Cold Spring Rockies will be at Kimball. So those are games coming up in the Central Valley League this week. And again, if you have league schedules that you'd like to pass on to me, please do so. Runts24, that's R-U-N-T-S, the number 24, at hotmail.com. You can email me those schedules. You can take a picture of it and text it to me at 320-248-1602, 320-248-1602. I'd like to get schedules and that from the Victory League and the Sauk Valley League. So if you do have an opportunity to send me some schedules, that would be excellent. And then some scores and highlights, too, for our Sunday night Dick Putz Show. I want to thank Joyce back at our studios in Albany for manning the controls tonight. And again, a reminder, if you didn't catch all of the Dick Putz Show, it will be included on our webpage, mychasm.com, mychasm.com. Look under the sports tab. And Kirby will put the Dick Putz Show up on that sports page sometime tomorrow on KASM Radio. That'll do it for now. Have a good Sunday evening. This is Randy Rothstein. Back to you, Joyce.
Thanks, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putz Show here at Chasm Studios. It is 64 degrees outside with 45% humidity, 31% pressure, and the winds are at 5 miles per hour.